Christians are concerned about religious freedom in Kyrgyzstan. A major Hindu party in India calls for nationwide anti-conversion laws. And a new teaching model could impact ministry in Central America. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In the aftermath of the March coup and successful elections in Kyrgyzstan, Christians are facing some trouble in their outreach attempts in that nation. Bible Mission International's Malcolm Smith says fanatical groups are threatening their work, but he says economic ruin has softened the hearts of many.
We've been able to come in with humanitarian aid and bring in food and to bring clothes and meet them where they have need. And at that level, then, we can share the gospel with them.
Smith says this hasn't been an isolated instance.
We've handed out over 1 million gospel tracts, over 100,000 gospels in the Kyrgyz language, and just some great things that are happening there despite the physical difficulties.
With increasing political uncertainties in Uzbekistan, Christians have even more opportunities to share their faith, as more than 700,000 Uzbeks are now living along the Uzbekistan-Kyrgyzstan border. Pray for safety and for openness. Next, the World Hindu Council is reportedly calling for nationwide anti-conversion laws in India. The move is reportedly to stem the tide of the number of conversions around the country. Hindu leaders want to penalize foreign nationals and organizations engaged in conversion activity. That could mean heavy fines or up to 10 years in prison. Officials also demand the expulsion of all Christian missionaries. Pray as existing anti-conversion laws may be strengthened as a result. You're listening to Mission Network News. While many mission agencies reach out to the poor, sick, and the homeless in evangelism, WideNet International Ministries is reaching the professional class. WideNet's Jason Williamson says they do that through Western professional volunteers who help with special conferences.
We conduct business, technology, and leadership seminars. So we'll do a 3 or 4 day conference, publicize it via TV and radio, and we'll partner with the local church.
By doing this, it helps the church connect with the middle and upper class. The first conference they held, 250 people attended, and more than 20 came to Christ. This outreach could have significant impact.
Some of the people that have been able to come to Christ, they're leaders within the military, they're leaders within their government, and their sphere of influence is much greater than the average person. However, we're able to, you know, effectively enable significant change within that area.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. Meanwhile, Worldwide Christian Schools has launched a new graduate program for Central America. Worldwide Steve Goering says Preparing the Way is a distance learning program being used throughout Nicaragua and the region.
We're offering scholarships to teachers, master's degree scholarships, where they will be able to come in and for the 3 years commit to completing their master's program in education with the stipulation that they will go back to their communities and countries and offer bachelor's level classes in teacher education.
The model holds the potential for exponential ministry. Goering explains.
The master's degrees center around a worldview that shows that the gospel is important in every subject that's taught. As this type of education and program expands, it's going to have a multiplication effect as one master's program teaches many teachers, which affect many schools.
And Wycliffe Bible Translators has introduced a new project to promote literacy in French-speaking Africa. The program called Prom Alpha involves a French-speaking team of 6 who will spend the next 2 years in Cameroon. They're working in literacy and scripture use among the Mbila and the Kwanja peoples. Pray that their efforts to promote the use and knowledge of the Bible will foster a local initiative, which will continue after the team's departure in 2 years. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr, reminding you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.